Halo guys, selamat malam. Jumpa lagi dengan saya, Queen Javanikas, dalam The Daily Digest of East Japanese Women. Aduh, ini mungkin manggar dikit ya dari kemarin. Saya sempat bilang kalau mungkin kemarin adalah episode saya perdana dan terakhir untuk bisa shooting daripada edisi khusus berbahasa Indonesia dari podcast saya ini. Tapi, well, I think I changed my mind. Because there's a very urgent things that I have to tell you. For all of you, semua pendengar saya dari Gibah FM. Yeps, I'll say it, Gibah FM. Karena mungkin hari-hari gini masih lagi trending ya guys, kayak rambut hijau. But don't worry, stay tuned. I'm not going to be a rambut hijau, but tetap jadi Queen Javanika. So stay tuned in a few seconds. I'll be back. Mwah. Halo-halo semuanya, jumpa lagi dengan saya Queen Javanika di dalam Daily Digest Special Edition yang kedua dalam Indonesian Talk saya untuk hari ini. Pemirsa, gitu. Kenapa sih saya kemarin sempat bilang mungkin pertama itu bakal first and ever untuk broadcast dalam bahasa Indonesia. Tapi sekarang kayak enak juga ya pengen ngobrol bahasa Indonesia lagi sama Anda semua, pendengar saya dimanapun kalau yang dengerin saya ini. Jadi di episode kedua ini, kenapa sih kayak saya bikin urgent broadcast? Karena untuk topik ini rasanya pengen sedikit nyampein ya. Kalau hari ini saya telah berhasil mengalahkan ego saya dengan akhirnya dalam sekian tahun bisa ngirim tulisan ke Mojok. Biarpun gak tahu kapan bisa dimuatnya atau enggak. Karena ya gitulah, tahu kan beda gentenya Mojok sama siapapun. Ya, yeah, that's not really important ya, tapi kan tulisan saya hari ini saya pengen sampaikan kenapa saya pengen nulis ke Mojok dan juga pengen bikin broadcast karena satu hal penting yang pengen saya bahas. Yaitu tentang, masih berhubungan sedikit dengan Butejo kemarin, tapi bagi saya yang namanya pertemanan sehat dengan sama betina. Betina, kasar banget ya gue ngomongnya, enggak deng. Sama perempuan, wes. Buat saya, it's impossible. How could it be? Ah, you'll see it in my next steps about Queen Javanika's Daily Digest and we'll happily provide you with the songs after this. So stay tuned. Hello guys, welcome back. Ooh, it's been a while since my last broadcast here and now I'm back here on the, maybe it's the last Saturday in the September. What a lovely month that. It used to be one of my favorite songs from the Earth, Wind and Fire. September. How's changing a lot away? Oh yeah, I should not listening to any songs, but I love that song. It represents me on the 21st century. For this Saturday night here, I'm currently in 9:35 p.m. right now in my house in Litaris, Java. And today I will not have spaces between one segment to another, because I think it's worth. I don't think, you know, it's only 3 or 4 seconds for each segment that I cannot easily to put any sounds or whatever, as I know it will be very difficult to input new songs and you want listeners want me less time, okay? But tonight, I really want to show you that after all of the pain and also months in questioning, I get what I want tonight. My crush is connect again with me and he is over mini projects. Oh God, that was really, really a big achievement for me tonight. You know what the big achievement is? I would like to ask any of you if you had or ever felt the same way like I did. I met this guy exactly 2 years ago when I was trip/working in Singapore. We met on a small hostel, in a small hostel in Geylang Road, Singapore. Actually, it's not precise in Geylang, but it's in near the Paya Lebar station in Geylang, Singapore. It was my first time get there, you know, I'm walking around about 1 kilometer away in the night, looking for that hostel that my
bus already booked me, and after I walking, it's been a very heavy baggage. I came into this hostel looking for the address. Oh, it should be in the second story. It should be in the second floor. And with all my luggage here, very hot, I try to reach out the door of this hostel, because in the undersize is the cafe. And I try to open it. There's another hands who helped me out. I don't know where hands coming nowhere. And I saw a good-looking guy. At that point, I thought he was 40-something and helped me to open the door. I think, oh, well, thank you. Has a blue eyes, maybe. No, he's not blue. Brown eyes, blonde, tall. And I think, well, thank you very much. And then I get too tired. I go to my room. I get sleep. I'm not having another talk with somebody last night, because all I want to do is just focus on getting to my room and get some bed there. And then when I wake up in the morning and I want to grab my breakfast there, I took my breakfast and the same guy that I met last night, scared too, I think, hey, he's still here, okay. Yeah, things quite as usual that time, but oh, I remember that night we still have a little talk, but I think because I'm really get tired, so I think that, well, yeah, I should go to bed earlier. Because, you know, can you imagine walking about 2 kilometers away looking that nobody helped me, nobody, I'm strange there. And then I got there, and yeah, we met there, we're talking. I remember him, and then in the morning, well, we got a good discuss with him and another tourist, but tourist is from Russia / German. He has 2 passports, and this guy has only 1 passport, upgraded. So we talk a lot about his project. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just sneak out. What kind of writings that you did? Oh, he's an open-minded. And then we start to talk about it. And after our breakfast is over, we go to our routine, and then in the night we met again. I just really don't understand that after 2 years we still have, he still have the same numbers that I do. And then I have to switch because I have problems with my previous number, and I have to change my phone again too. And then, yeah, 2 years since our first met, and I still remember his smile, and he just called me again just before. Guys, I have to tell you, I'm a mad woman, legally, but all of my troubles, I feel like, yeah, second waves of love is here. Can you imagine it? I mean, I just, in my life, if we're sharing options and ideas with people, you don't have to be married to him. All I see is when we met our eyes and he smiled to me. Honey, I just can't hold myself. I, if you want to go, the hostel is worth $150 a night. And it's very, I don't know, but they say that that's very, very affordable for a boutique hotel. I told him that I had the free vouchers if you want to go here, and I can do it. Oh my god! I'm just like, what am I doing? Yeah. My mind is going over and over, but I'm not going to hope for the my high school. It's not. But then it's just in my wildest imaginations, and then I think to falling in love with someone when you get engaged or married somebody else, everybody knows that's a big mistake. But the thing that, my point is, it's just like my first time I get anchor here in my broadcast. You cannot stop not choose the one that you were falling in love with. But you can choose which ones will get married with you. Marriage and love, sometimes they don't came in a one whole package. You love somebody, but you cannot marry him. And when you marry him, sometimes you know there's no love between it. It's just like a legal sex and legally produce a baby. And that's why what happened to me right now. Poor me, but not really. Okay, I'm sorry, it's like my sense of personality that I will have to share with you, and I hope you will be happier enough to join my last education. Looking forward to know more again with me, the Javanikas from the Daily Digest of East Java. See ya!